Back on WPAL with Orioles right-hander Chris Tillman. And Chris, how's the spring camp going for you?
Good so far. Kind of still getting our feet underneath us and getting in baseball shape. It's a process here for the first couple weeks. I think everyone's ready to get these games started.
I want to go back to early July of last year in Seattle and that game you pitched and how dominant it was. I think there was a feeling there, is Chris Tillman teasing the Baltimore Orioles, or is this the guy that everyone kind of anticipated all along? Maybe not quite that dominant, but that day, getting that call up and then delivering on that day, tell us about it.
It was huge. I think it was an important role in the season for me. Knowing what I did in AAA and being able to carry it over was big. And I think more on a confidence thing, having confidence in my delivery and knowing I can throw strikes with all my pitches, when I needed it. And, I think it played a big role. Kind of went with that for the rest of the season.
It's a lot different for you, I guess, this spring compared to last. Last year, you were battling for a spot. I would say right now you're definitely on the inside track of a spot, if not all but guaranteed one. Do you feel that way? Do you feel it's your spot to lose?
I always got to look at it as if it's a competition. I think the only difference for me this year is last year I was trying to find myself, trying to still work on things and trying to figure everything out. And this year I know what I need to do to be where I need to be on April. The beginning of April, and I have a little better idea of myself and what it takes to get my body ready to pitch this season.
Orioles fans and the organization saw the potential in the second half of last year. Is there still another level for you to hit as a major league pitcher?
I think as a pitcher, you always gotta be getting better. I think the second you kind of back off the reins a little bit, it'll humble you real quick. And I think you always got to stay at it and keep going. I think you're never done learning. I still tend to learn new stuff every day. This game is a weird game. You've been around for a long time. You still see things you've never seen before. So I think you just got to keep on going.
I think a lot of people will point to that Seattle start as probably the best example of what Chris Tillman is and can be. But to me, the one I'll point to is in the Bronx, where you had a really rough first inning. I believe the Orioles fell behind 5-0, and you hung in there and got the win that night. And the Orioles won the game in an incredible comeback. Kind of epitomized the team last year, but I also think it epitomized the growth and adjustments you've made. Do you think you could have figured out a way to shut down the Yankees after a 5-run first a couple of years ago?
No, I don't think so. I think being able to make those adjustments is kind of a maturity thing. I think you learn yourself, you learn your body, you know what you need to do. You go out, you have a rough inning, and you got to make the adjustments now rather than in between starts. And I think it's something that I've learned watching other guys. Had the pleasure of pitching with a lot of great pitchers the last couple of years, and being able to watch these guys, I think kind of puts in perspective for you on how quick you need to make the adjustments if you want a chance to win a ball game.
When you look at Dylan Bundy and Kevin Gausman here, Baseball America, top 30 guys, something you've experienced in your life, can that be almost a curse in some way for the fans and organizations, an organization expecting results immediately for guys of that talent when they're drafted that high and then also recognized by all these publications across the board?
Expectations are tough on young players. At the same time, I think it's a good thing. It's kind of, it gives them confidence knowing that they can go out and do it. But it is a lot of pressure. I came up, luckily enough, came up with Weeders through the organization when I came over from Seattle and watched what he went through. And I mean, he had it way worse than I ever did. I'm sure Bundy and Goss will too. And I think if they have each other to watch and kind of learn from, and that's a big part of it, learning from your teammates. And I think they're going to handle it just well. They're great athletes, great baseball players. And I got to know Bundy a little bit last year. Can't say enough about him on the field and off the field. Getting to know Gausman now, so I think they'll be just fine.
Chris Tillman with us here on WBIL. And Chris, let's get to the important stuff. What's your favorite restaurant here in Sarasota?
Favorite restaurant?
And you can give a couple if you want.
Okay. Favorite restaurant here in Sarasota? I'm going to have to say is Le Colone. It's an Italian restaurant out on St. Armand Circle.
That's your number one, no matter what?
Yeah, I like that restaurant a lot. It's probably my go-to. I'm a big sushi fan, and there's a lot of good sushi places around here, but if I had to pick one, I'd have to probably go with Le Colone.
It's interesting. I think this town actually has a lot of good restaurants. I think they have more restaurants than people here.
Absolutely. They have to. You know, it's a lot of it's a lot of winter birds here, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people that don't really want to cook it, not at home, so they go out to eat.
Favorite restaurant in Baltimore?
Favorite restaurant in Baltimore? Oof, that's a tough one. Baltimore's got a lot of good food.
You can give us a couple.
I like all the breakfast places. There's Spoons is great. What's the other one down there?
Jimmy's?
No, it's a breakfast joint right there.
Give me an area.
Right downtown, right by the harbor, right near the water. They're across the street from ESPN, where ESPN's
on. Phil Phillips is there.
Straight across the street from where the...
Miss Shirley's.
Miss Shirley's, yes. That's another good one. And I like all the little crab joints, you know. I couldn't even tell you their names, but I know where they are. And I enjoy that.
All right, final restaurant question. We'll let you go, Chris. I'm making the trip to Anaheim in May when the Orioles go. Your hometown. Give me a place I have to go to.
Have to go to? What are you looking for?
Something good.
Good.
Exciting.
Expensive, like steak dinner?
Let's just say money's not an issue.
There's a steak restaurant right near South Coast Plaza. They got a little bit of seafood, a little bit of steak. It's called Maestro's. It's expensive, but it's a place you kind of want to experience. It's like a Roots Chris or Morton's on steroids. It's an awesome place. I mean, there's a lot of good places around there. There's a lot of places you throw your peanut shells on the floor. And those kind of
I like those, too.
Yeah.
Chris Tillman, Orioles right-hander. Chris, thank you so much. That's Chris Tillman. What do you call it? Morton's on steroids? I like Chris Tillman. We'll see what he can do for an encore after last season where it all seemed to come together. Still very young. It was never a question about talent for Chris Tillman. Some other things, certainly, including, I guess, his overall presence and command, but never about overall stuff. And it all came together for him last year. I think more importantly than that Seattle game, it was that game in New York, as I talked about with Chris, where he spotted New York 5-0. He actually was very ill that day. And then the Orioles come back in that top of the second inning, and they explode, I think, for 7 runs or so. Chris Davis at the Grand Slam, and the Orioles won that game and epitomized the season for the Orioles. And Chris Tillman's overall maturation. 410-467-WBAL. 410-467-WBAL. Back with more next year on Sportsline.